This is Comedy Bombs. I am Chairwoman Al.
I'm Kay Trash.
And Smoking Jay.
And this week we're going to talk about Community's Modern Warfare, Parks and Recreation's Telethon, Airport 2010 for Modern Family, the How I Met Your Mother episode Twin Beds, the Office episode Cover Up, and 30 Rock's Mother's Day. And we're going to start off with Smoking Jay doing lightning round.
Who's Smoking Jay that time? All right, Michelle, our champion, or I mean Chairman Woman Al, our champion from last week has elected to go first, so we're going to start with her. And now, like a cantaloupe and a Ziploc bag of mushroom soup.
Oh God, I don't know. Pass.
That was Jack Donaghy. This chair's almost caning itself.
Ron Swanson, Parks and Recreation.
Did the Jets get new costumes?
Ted Mosby, How I Met Your Mother.
Could be me. I'm sporting a man thong.
Pierce from Community.
Slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Phil Dunphy, Modern Family.
That ruined sex and tonight.
Oh, pass.
That was Tom Haverford. Great. Now it looks all thrown together.
Pass.
That was Brick. Return to the night. You've no business here.
Buzz Aldrin.
Here today, gone to Maui.
Cam, Modern Family.
Relax, Pumpkin. I got this.
Oh, Pumpkin. Oh, crap, pass.
This is your last one, so don't pass.
Oh,
take a guess.
Pumpkin. I know that. Phil from Modern Family.
Oh, you didn't get it in time, but that was Phil referring to Mitchell. And I told you, I can't do the keeping the score and the dinging in the same... Okay, so if I ding for Kevin, can you put a little tally down to keep score?
Yes, I can.
All right, this is going to work.
Yes, I get the ding.
All right, Kevin, are you ready?
No.
Let's do it anyway. Put the mimosas down, bitch.
Oh, pass.
That was Bitch Hunter, a.k.a. Will Ferrell. No, you're right. It's your life. Get as many eagles as you want.
That was Leslie, Parks and Recreation.
Some days, from start to finish, just blow.
Is that Ted?
Nope, that's Frankie Heck. Whatever. I work for the sewage department. Up my waist in hot smash.
Oh, that was the, shoot.
You can be vague on this one.
30 Rock? That was one of the people in...
No, that was the sewage dude from Parks and Recreation that April led on. It's like putting my leg against a tailpipe.
What's his name from How I Met Your Mother? They were in bed together. I can't remember his name.
Marshall, I'm going to give it
Marshall.
To you. I'm even one of those douchebags who brings his own equipment.
That's Senior Chang.
Oh, not in time, though.
What? Who is the champion this week?
I don't know. Let's tally them.
You got two. How many did I get?
Michelle got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Oh!
It's a new all-time record.
Chairman Lightning Al round just favors Chairman Al. Just quick on her feet.
Mm-hmm. Like a ninja.
Man, we
Japanese,
didn't even...
Not in Chinese.
You were so slow, we didn't even get to some of the awesome quotes from this week. Okay, Trash, you gotta
I like
work
to think
that.
Them through.
What were the ones that we missed?
All right, we'll throw through these quickly.
Okay.
I saved a lot of kids from lame sex.
Oh, Tracy Morgan, 30 Rock.
There we go. Every realtor is just a ninja in a blazer.
Phil Dunphy, Modern
Family. Yep. Damn the tiny brown hands that made this.
Oh,
that was from 30
Daphne.
Rock. That was one of the mothers.
Moms. Jenna's mom.
Jenna's mom.
Jenna's mom, yeah. Verna, when she was trying to tear a shirt.
That's right.
Yeah, I throw up all the time.
Pass.
That was Luke in the airport when they were talking about taking the motion sickness medicine.
Okay. So let's move on next to our next segment, to our trash talk segment.
Trash talk this week. Well, we're going to go over something we've gone over a couple previous times, and that's Jeff and Britta. Before we talked about Jeff and Britta, will they, won't they, will they, won't they? Well, they did. So the next question is, will they continue? So the prediction that I want to hear from each of you is, will Jeff and Britta continue in any sort of functional relationship hookup period?
Relationship, no. Will this be their one and final hookup? No. I think there will be future hookups. They will not start dating.
Agreed.
No further comment?
Well, I think they handled it really well. I never thought that I would be okay with them putting Jeff and Brenda together because I thought they had no chemistry whatsoever. But I thought it was actually well done.
But it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're the last two alive. The last two people always have sex. It made sense.
It's true. It's true. I feel like it was super forced, though, the way it was done. And with all the sexual tension coming on and the way they really forced it, I feel like now that they forced it on us, it's going to be over and done.
See,
we're not going to see
it
again.
I remember you saying that before when we talked about this, but I think the why it worked is because they had such a bonding episode last week that it was like they were really starting to bond, and we saw that bonding continue at the beginning of this episode when they're sort of bickering and making small little jabs to each other in the hallway, and then the gang commented on it, and I felt like it was all building up to that, even though it wasn't like typical sexual tension that you may expect or have seen in a bunch of other episodes.
I was really surprised how much I thought it worked. I did not.
They did make it work very well for how much we all agreed we didn't want to see it.
Yeah, but I think you're right. This is not going to be the end.
But I don't think anything will happen next episode. You know, it's not going to be something they're going to rush into doing again.
At least something that occasionally happens every once in a while.
True.
They get that.
But I think unlike Glee a lot, sorry Glee fans, I still love the show. It's okay. I still feel like these shows are really good about not forgetting certain character elements. Like, they won't forget the fact that Jeff and Britta hooked up. They will address it at some point.
That's true. So, seems like we have a consensus prediction. More hookups, but no relationship.
Okay. Our next segment is a new one. We call it Connect the Dots, where random things happen across the shows, but they're all connected under the same banner. And the first one we noticed this week is the mention of Lost. It occurred two times, once in Parks and Recreation, when Donna is answering the phone and turns out to be relating the story of Lost to her brother. And the second time was in Modern Family when Luke tells Claire, who's really, really nervous about flying, that, hey, Mom, wouldn't it be cool if we went through a storm and crashed on an island? It would be like Lost. So I think for those of you who watch Lost, this is going to be a really big month because Lost is ending in a couple of weeks. So I kind of like how all these references to Lost sort of make me feel good.
It's very fitting, and you know, at first I was like, it's probably just shows that are on the same network, but no, Parks and Recreation is not on the same network. But I think it's just the sort of the fact that these shows are so contemporary and that it's such a phenomenon this year, Lost is sort of infiltrating all corners of pop culture. And so I think it worked really well, and it makes sense that it appeared in two shows.
Totally. Three episodes to go, guys. Three episodes to go.
So another connect-the-dot moment of this week was the double mention in two different episodes of paintballing. And I thought that they really commented well on each other. So those that didn't catch it, there was a pretty... Well, obviously, paintballing was featured pretty strongly in Community this week. But there was a really fantastic quote from Senior Chang when he's basically saying how great he is at paintball. And he says, I'm even one of those douchebags who brings his own equipment. Like, it's not cool to bring your own equipment. He's admitting that, but he's using it as a way to show that he's really great. But there was another moment where not only paintball was mentioned, but Phil in Modern Family mentions that he has his own paintball equipment. So basically there was this sort of like cross-show diss on Phil Duffin.
Phil Duffin
is a total douchebag also. And I thought that was really great.
And if you, the other funny thing is the context in which the paintballing quotes happen. It was when Senior Chang was caressing the stuffed Dalmatian dog, and when Phil had Mitchell hoisted on his shoulders as they were trying to break into their own house. It was just, I thought the moments where it happened were pretty funny.
They're pretty ridiculous.
Yeah,
in that
really, really ridiculous.
That's true. The third connected dots moments we had from this week was the mention of Sam and Diane in two separate episodes. Actually, one was from last week in 30 Rock when Grizz was talking to Liz and said, we were the Sam and Diane back then. And again, in this week's of Community with the sexual tension between Jeff and Britta and Shirley commenting on it saying, just like Sam and Diane, I hated Sam and Diane.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know, Sam and Diane Cheers. Check it out. Yeah. Those of you who are very young, like some of the characters on Community.
I get it. You're young. Another Community quote.
It's becoming a big theme of this year, I think.
But it's sort of the constant sexual tension. Like character, two characters in the show basically have constant sexual tension that never gets relieved.
Or the constant will they or won't they thing that shows do a lot to try and create drama and interest.
But Community handed it in their own unique meta fashion in that they just addressed it directly, commented on it while it was happening, and then did it without really being subtle about it as most shows do it.
Yeah, I think the writers are pretty aware that a lot of people don't think Jeff and Britta have any chemistry.
It's true.
All right, so that concludes Connect the Dots. Our next segment is favorite things. What are favorite things of this week? You want to lead us off, K-Trash?
Yeah, sure. My favorite character, hands down this week, was Dwight from The Office, and his sequences just throughout the show. The Morse code sequence in the beginning. Also, when he was at the gym, trying to seduce Michael's girlfriend at the time, and completely falling on his face. I thought it was a good flashback to the Dwight we all know and love, and love to see fail.
And my favorite moment this week is the homage to Chow Yun-Fat, to John Woo, to Scarface, all in that one scene where we hear a Mandarin song in the background as we pan up and see Senior Chang strolling into the room with this gangster chic and El Tigre.
That paintball gun was the bomb.
The paintball gun. That was my favorite moment, absolutely. Buenos dias, bitches. Oh no, buenos dias, children. That was the best moment.
I like the mix too of that song with the Spanish.
Yes.
You know, because Asian dude, Spanish teacher, I thought they listened to them.
I'm still trying to figure out what the name of the Mandarin song is in the background.
Bring out Sound Hound
to work on that chair.
We're trying to figure it out. No, I know.
Somebody's behind the times.
All right, so when I think of sort of like small things that I really enjoy in the shows that I've enjoyed for a while, I really think of Donna on Parks and Recreation. The quotation, the last quotation from this week was already mentioned, but I just think that Donna has these really great one-liners that I think she just that actress delivers in a way that these lines could really be lost on a lot of other people. I think she does a really excellent job of those. But she's one of those characters where I don't necessarily want to see a whole lot of her. I don't really want to see an episode that focuses on her as the main character, but I love having her around for those one lines. And so that's sort of the favorite small thing I'd like to mention.
Donna.
Donna.
Gotcha. So in conclusion, the gang would like to make the following recommendations this week. We say, definitely check out Community. It is by far the best episode of this week.
Best episode of Community this far, too.
Definitely the best episode
of Community. Possibly the best episode of any of the shows we've seen.
Quite possibly. Ooh, I would agree
with
that.
I wouldn't go that far. But
it was so good.
It was good.
Parks and Recreation and Modern Family continued highlights this week. Still great. In terms of small clips of shows that we would recommend, the first 30 seconds of The Office for the Morse code clip, and the last 30 seconds of Community for Troy and Jeff's voicemail recordings for Abed.
Definitely. I'll just mention about the first 30 seconds of The Office, if you liked the old Pam and
Jim,
they really come back together in full force in the first 30 seconds of The Office.
The early seasons, they were so good at torturing Dwight. Mm-hmm. They were so good at it. This is a nice return. So I think that's it for this week's Comedy Bombs.
That's it. Give us a comment. Let us know what you think of the new shortened format.
Yes.
We're trying things out, switching things around. We're really flexible. Let us know what you like.
Yeah, we've cut it down by 45 minutes.
Fourfold reduction.
That's a big step.
And we were going for 15 minutes, and we're under. Which
I
is
know.
Pretty amazing. So
we'll probably hit it as soon as we keep talking for another 20 seconds. But
signing off now, Chairwoman Al.
Hey, Josh.
Smoking Jay.